USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy chose to bow out of the race after a disappointing finish. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. An Arctic blast is bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week. The National Weather Service shows there are hazardous cold conditions from states near the border with Canada, south through the Appalachian Mountains, west to Montana, and even into the southern states. In Kentucky, the state roads manager is Jim Gray.
We will actually have a force of as many as 2,000 people, plus some 1,400 snowplows to deploy around the state.
Overnight low temperatures dip far below zero, mainly across the Midwest at the same time. Freezing rain in the Pacific Northwest is creating hazards, especially around Portland, Oregon. The paralyzing cold weather continues to have a significant impact on air travel. According to FlightAware, there were a total of more than 9,000 flight delays through MLK Day Monday. There were another 3,000 or more flight cancellations. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. He will reportedly work remotely for a time.
Wish you were here.
A CD checked out of a Maryland library 35 years ago is finally back home. Staff members found the Pink Floyd CD in a return box on Friday. Luckily for the borrower, the library system went fine-free 4 years ago. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The city of Chicago struggling to house illegal immigrants, and many local taxpayers are not happy about it either.
Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico.
USA's Laura Winters reporting. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., running for president as an independent candidate on Monday, he told more of the story behind his decision to leave the Democratic Party and ultimately run on a third-party ticket during a visit with the Black Information Network in Atlanta.
I meet both President Trump and President Biden among young people under 45 years of age, and I meet them among independents, which is now the biggest political party.
The White House says a fake 911 call is what prompted an emergency response there Monday morning. The perpetrator claimed during the bogus call that the White House was on fire. Emergency crews and the Secret Service quickly determined that was not the case. President Biden was at Camp David at the time of the prank. Peacock and the NFL celebrating a successful exclusive TV streaming event from over the weekend. The league and NBC's streaming platform teamed up for the most streamed live event in U.S. history, with 23 million total views of the Kansas City Chiefs versus Miami Dolphins wildcard playoff game Saturday. And the Chiefs won the game, with Taylor Swift watching. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.